Are recording.
Okay. Thank you. We are back in session and we are now on section number four, administrative formal hearings. The first one scheduled for noon is 24-28 in regards to Emily Young, CBT. All right. This is the date, time, and place where the matter dealing with Emily Young, CBT, in case 24-28 is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there has been a violation of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Board members present for this hearing are, if you could do the roll call for me. Dr. Byrne?
Here.
Ms. Greger?
Here.
Ms. Frost?
Here.
Dr. James is here. Mr. Lohme?
Here.
Dr. Nosley?
Here.
Ms. Solomon?
Here.
And Dr. Thompson?
Here.
Dr. Wright is absent.
All right, thank you.
Let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing and all pleadings of record. Would a member of the staff please state how the respondent was served with notice of the hearing today?
They were served by certified mail.
Okay. And has the respondent responded to the complaint?
So state has, Ms. Greger, state has provided as its exhibit 7, a January 16th, 2024 email from Ms. Young, which was submitted, it appears to be in response to the complaint.
Okay, thank you. Having found that the respondent has been properly notified regarding the hearing, the board will now hear from the state. Will the counsel for the state please identify yourself?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, Lisa Campbell, on behalf of the state.
Before starting the hearing, are there any preliminary matters the board should consider?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. A hearing of this nature differs from a court proceeding. The technical rules of evidence do not apply. Reliable hearsay evidence is admissible. The board will entertain objections concerning irrelevant, repetitious, or otherwise inadmissible evidence. However, the board is the sole judge of the weight given to the evidence received. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears the burden of proof. After it hears all the evidence and the arguments of the state, the board will deliberate and decide whether to dismiss the case or take appropriate disciplinary action. Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
Madam Chair, members of the board, the state will present evidence today with the assistance of the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, regarding veterinary technician Emily Young. Ms. Young filed a renewal application in January of 2023. She did not disclose that she had been charged with a criminal violation on that renewal application. The state also intends to present evidence that despite multiple attempts at contact by the staff, Ms. Young remained not in contact with the board, even immediately following the issuance of the board's December 1st, 2023 complaint. Until in an 11th hour response filed yesterday by email, she ultimately did respond. So what do we know from that? Well, we know that she did in fact get a copy of the complaint from the notice of hearing. So with that, state is ready to proceed.
Okay. Would the state like to call its first witness?
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, state calls Victoria Whitmore. Ms. Whitmore, will you please state your name and then explain your role with the board?
Victoria Whitmore, I serve as the board's executive director.
And relevant to this matter, what are your responsibilities?
I oversee all aspects of the agency, including licensing, complaints, inspections.
And so let's have a look. The matter before the board's consideration is the complaint and notice of hearing which was issued by you on behalf of the board on December 1st.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's the document under case one. You have to answer out loud.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about the subject matter of that complaint and notice of hearing. If we could, if you go ahead and look at the document under state tab two, which starts at date time, can you tell me what this document is?
This is a copy of Ms. Young's certificate renewal from 2022.
Okay, and it says 2022 renewal at the top. This would actually be for years, for the year 2023 to 2024, right?
Correct. Correct. It's done in 2022, but it's for the following 2 years.
Okay, and what was the date that she submitted this renewal application?
January 1st, 2023.
And down at the bottom, the renewal applicant has to answer two questions, right?
Yes.
Okay, they have to answer a question about their continuing education, and then they also have to answer a question about whether or not they've been charged with a felony or any misdemeanor involving conduct that may affect patient health and safety within the 2 year period of proceeding. Okay?
That's correct.
Okay. And how did Ms. Young answer?
She answered no.
Okay. Based upon her answer, the board went ahead and processed her renewal. Is that correct?
Yes.
So let's go ahead and look at State's Exhibit 3. What information did the board obtain on or about July 31st, 2023?
By mail, the board received a notice from the clerk of the Superior Court of Maricopa that indicated Ms. Young had been convicted of a felony.
Okay. And based upon the receipt of that notice of conviction of felony, did you or board staff engage in an investigation?
The board's investigator did check the Maricopa County website for additional information.
Okay. And that information, or at least the criminal court case information, case history, that's under State's Exhibit 4, is that correct?
Yes.
And if we look at that document, if we go to page 14, it appears that this case was initiated on or about October 11th of 2022, right?
Correct.
And that's when a summons was issued to, according to this case, a summons was issued, and that would have been to Ms. Young, right?
Yes.
Now, in addition to the case information, the board also obtained minute entries documenting the progress of the case through the Maricopa County Superior Court, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so let's look at State's Exhibit 5, starts at date 17. This is a sentencing order, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it shows that Ms. Young was convicted of endangerment, a class 6 felony, and that she was also convicted of a DUI, which is a class 1 misdemeanor, right?
Correct.
Now, when she answered no on January 1st of 2023, it required her to disclose any felony or misdemeanor involving conduct that may affect patient health and safety. Is a DUI something, is that a charge that the board considers conduct that may affect patient health and safety?
Typically, yes.
It's not typically, it's they're required to report it.
Yes, they're required to report, yes.
All right, did Ms. Young ever report to the board that she had been, up until yesterday, did Ms. Young ever report to the board that she had been charged with a misdemeanor DUI?
No.
Did up until yesterday, did she ever report to the board that she had been charged with a felony?
No.
Okay. And this, and there's a reporting statute, correct, that applies to boards including yours, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long does a person have to report a felony charge or a charge including a DUI that may affect patient safety?
I believe it's 10 days.
So Ms. Young is well outside of that 10-day window, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead, as part of the board's and board staff's investigation in this matter, an investigative division report was prepared, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And in that investigative division report, and if we look at page 23, following her, or following the notice from the Superior Court of the felony conviction, did board staff attempt to reach out to Ms. Young?
Yes, they did.
They tried first on July 31st, 2023?
Correct. Followed by on August 4th.
And actually, I'm sorry, I misspoke. July 31st was when the board received information from the Superior Court. Board staff first attempted to contact Ms. Young on August 4th, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then did the board receive a response to that?
No.
Board subsequently voted to open an investigation, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was on August 16th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And when the board opens an investigation, a letter is sent to the respondent, correct?
Yes.
And was that done in this case?
It was.
Okay, and when did that letter go out?
August 18th, 2023.
Okay, and did she respond to that?
No.
All right. And in this case, and formal interview notice was also ultimately mailed to Ms. Young, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was done on October 26th of 23?
Yes.
And did you receive a response from that?
No.
Okay, and you made several follow-up telephone calls to her, right?
Yes, so at least twice that I tried to call her.
Okay, and any response to that?
No.
All right. And you made a couple more attempts to, or you made at least one more attempt to contact her by mail, right?
I did. I actually mailed a letter to all three known addresses that we had for her.
And that was on November 17th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And then ultimately, the board determined to issue a complaint and notice of hearing that states Exhibit 1, is that right?
Yes.
Right. Now, following the board issuing that complaint and notice of hearing that states Exhibit 1 on December 1st of 2023, that complaint notice of hearing asked for Ms. Young to respond within 20 days, right?
Correct.
Did she do that?
No.
As a matter of fact, she didn't have any response until you contacted her, if we look at Exhibit 7, which is in the supplement, on January 8th. You sent her another email, didn't you?
I did.
All right. And on January 8th of 24, what did you tell her?
I told her that on December 1st, I mailed to her the three different addresses, please have a copy of the formal notice hearing, and told her that we weren't sure what her current address is, which is why we tried mailing to several different addresses in an attempt to reach her. I also told her as a courtesy, I was emailing her on that date a copy of the formal hearing notice again to give her every opportunity to participate, and I further gave information and details about the time, location of the formal hearing.
And she waited over a week to get back to you, didn't she?
Correct.
All right. And she gets back to you on the first page of Exhibit 7 on January 16th of 2024, right?
Yes.
Now, she claims not to have become aware of the charges. This is in the second paragraph at the bottom. She says, I did not become aware of the charges until January of 2023.
Yes.
even if that were the case, did she then promptly notify you of those charges?
No.
She also said that she's not coming today, right?
Correct.
All right.
She's not what? What was that last question?
I'm sorry. She also said, she also let you know she's not going to come today, right?
That's correct.
Madam Chair, state moves for the admission of its exhibits 1 through 7. That concludes the presentation of state's evidence.
The state has no additional witnesses?
It does not.
Okay. Also, I realize I apologize. I should have technically sworn you in first, Victoria, so could we do that now for the record? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Does the state rest its case?
It does, Madam Chair.
Okay. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will now hear closing arguments. The state may present a closing argument if you would like.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board. Board staff made multiple attempts during the pendency of this case to reach out to Ms. Young. Board staff sent letters. Board staff made phone calls. Board staff left voicemails. Board staff sent emails. Not until the 11th hour, literally, yesterday, right, did Ms. Young ever bother to get back to the board. And she says, one, she's not coming. She's in New Mexico, and that's okay. That's her choice not to come. But she also says, gosh, I didn't even know about this until January 1st, 2023. Well, if we look at the case information, which is State's Exhibit 4, this criminal case had been ongoing since October of 2022. That was 3 months before she filed her renewal application. Even if she didn't know it was a felony, even if she just knew that she'd been charged with a DUI, she still needed to report that on her January 1st of 23 renewal application. She didn't do it. And then even if we believe her, even if we believe that she didn't know anything at all until January of 2023, she didn't reach right back out to the board and say, I've got charges pending, I'm reporting it, I didn't know about it before. As a matter of fact, despite board trying to contact her, trying to get her into the board and talk to her, she never responded. So here we are. And at this point, given the misrepresentation on the renewal application and her history of failure to cooperate with this board's attempts to regulate her, state is requesting a revocation of this matter.
Thank you. Having heard the testimony and reviewed the evidence and arguments of the state, the board will now discuss the case. The board can begin with general discussion or entertain motions.
Madam Chair, I move the board finds the state has demonstrated by the preponderance of evidence the factual allegations in the complaint. I move that the board adopts these allegations as the board's findings of fact.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the factual allegations in the complaint as findings of fact. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move the board finds that the findings of fact constitute a violation of statutes and or rules set forth in the complaint and that the board adopt the alleged violations of law as the board's conclusions of law.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I make a motion for the revocation of certificate V as in Victor 1585 held by Amelia Young, CVT.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to revoke the license. Is there any further discussion? Could you roll call on this one? Dr. James, if you could do the roll call for me? Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Lilly?
Aye.
Dr. Mosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion has passed.
This concludes the formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on the parties. The parties will have further appeal rights that will be explained in the board's order. This concludes this matter. Thank you for attending today.